I've just asked Pure to assist with the reminding members.
Okay.
Okay, sure.
All right.
Morning, Chalman. Hello, Mamus Cry. Hi, Collins, how are you? The Pilile Makunjani. Right, here to Mogintoyam, Gogubetune, Parliament Image Yam. And yes, Gikucho in Don. Kaloku uyakhumbula ndiglobe ndizahlekelwe yi-tablet. So yi-tablet endinayo asenzisa umswapha. Xa wenze iswapha into yakho. Uyethu ndikhuliswa ngoku. Uswa. Ndikhona bendisaphendula ikholo. Hello, Mama. I'm going to go to the house.
Koli?
Morning, Chair.
Morning. Do you have a required number?
Not yet, Chair.
Okay.
Hello, Chair.
Hello.
Yes, we can start.
Recording in progress.
Okay. Good morning, honorable members. welcome. Welcome back. can we put the agenda on the screen, Koliswa? Thank you very much, Koliswa. Let me take this opportunity to welcome honorable members to this term, hoping that all of us, we have our energy back into the work. I know that it has not been easy for members because the constituency work to become so hectic that members find themselves in. I want to take this opportunity to welcome back to this term. Can I then request all of us to observe a moment of silence for meditation or prayer as we remember our country and those that were our colleagues that have passed in the previous term, and can we observe a moment of silence? Thank you very much. Koliswa, can we then have the apologies?
Good morning, Chairperson, and good morning, members and the guests and our guests. I have only one apology from Mr. Heron. He is in another meeting, so he will not be able to attend this one. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Can we then go to item number 4, consideration of this third term? I think we should adopt this agenda first. Can I get the members to move for the adoption of the agenda?
I move the adoption, Chair, of the agenda.
Honorable Sethoi, I move for the adoption of the agenda. Can I get any seconder?
Support, Chair.
Honorable Seki, support. Thank you very much. Can we then go to the... Is it fourth item, which is the program of the third term? Can you go take us through Kholiso?
Good morning again, members and chairperson. Today is the 24th August 2022, and we are going to have this, we are having this meeting to consider the this program, adoption of the fourth, of the third and the fourth quarter report and consideration of minutes. On Thursday, we will be traveling to Limpopo for the public hearings on the Housing Consumer Protection Bill. And on Wednesday next week, we will be briefed by the Department of Human Settlements on the shifted funds from one province to another and the impact on the plans by both the receiving and the losing province. And then we will have the briefing by three provinces on the plans to remove asbestos roofs, eradication of mud houses, and blocked and the plans to unblock blocked projects. That will be on the 31st of August and also the 7th of September. We will have another three provinces as stated, and also on 9 to 11 we'll have public hearings in Mpumalanga, and the 14th we'll continue with the provinces on the on the plans to remove asbestos roofs, eradication of mud houses, and also the unblocking of blocked projects. And on Friday 16 to 18 September we'll be having public hearings in Northern Cape. I'm still busy with this application. It's not approved yet, the one for Northern Cape. And then on the 21st of September, we will be briefed by the Department of Human Settlements and the Western Cape Provincial Department on the petition on the Brede Valley Municipality. And the content advisor will be briefing us on the 5-year strategic plan of the committee, and we'll be considering the outstanding minutes and all reports. On Friday, 23 September, there's a proposed meeting for a joint meeting with the PC on water to consider the Nandoni resident petition. And also there's another petition that we received from Karangua residents. So that will be also considered on the 23rd of September. Friday, 30th September to 2 October 2022, planned public hearings to Northwest Province. And from the month end of October, we will be considering the public hearings in Western Cape. The date there, it has changed because we will be busy with the BRRR at that time. Apologies, Chair. I will change this one. There's an error. They will end up on the 30th of October, the last Sunday. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thank you, the Kholiso. I think the other thing that must go into the, as we meet with provinces, there are programs that were not performed very well, like your title G. We should then get the, we're supposed to get the strategy which we promised that to unblock this program. yeah, so I just thought we should add that on the as we meet with provinces, and then there is an invite from the department on the housing in Daba, which is on the 4th and 5th of September, which we should put on the program. Can I get members to talk to the program?
Chair, it's honorable power my hand, is that?
And it's why the hand is up, Chair.
Chair, may I proceed?
Honorable Powell and Honorable Sekhai, your aircon is not yeah. But we have noted you, Honorable Powell, proceed.
Thanks, Chair. Thank you for the program. I've just got 2 points that I'd like to raise. At the end of the last term, we had a discussion that got quite volatile around my request to add a slot onto that particular committee day when we concluded for matters arising. And during that conversation, you asked me to please, when we approve the terms program at the beginning of the term, that I make a request that we put slots for any matters arising onto the terms program. So as the term goes by, often there are things that come up as a committee, and as committee members, we've got certain administrative points and reports outstanding and things that we need to clarify in committee. So I would like to ask if we could please add maybe a 5-minute slot onto each meeting's agenda, either at the beginning or the end, if there are any matters arising from members that can be raised in those forums, just not on substantive matters, but on matters of clarity and the likes. And then the second request that I have is I'm a little bit concerned, and I think that many members of the committee probably share some of my frustration just at the late booking of all of our travel and the lack of clarity around our travel when we do public hearings. So, for instance, we're leaving to go to Limpopo tomorrow. I've been asking for details of which hotels we're staying at because I've been wanting to see if I should hire a car. We sort of have those details. I've received 2 different SMSs with 2 different sets of flight details. And I can see from the latest SMS that whichever this travel agent, Travel with Flair, they've actually booked out the Cape Town delegation's flights the wrong way around for Monday. So they've booked the Joburg-Cape Town leg first and then the Joburg-Hoedspruit leg second on our return journey. So those flights have been incorrectly booked. And I just wanted to ask, as the chairperson, if you can please make sure, and I know it's difficult, but we've got an agenda, we know where we're going, if you can please make sure that we have some advanced notice on our travel details in case we want to try and fit sort of other things in and just for our own planning purposes. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Powell. Honorable Sky, can you come in so that I can...
Thank you, Chair. Thank you for this opportunity. Am I audible now, Chairperson?
Yes.
Better? Okay.
Yep.
Thank you. Chair, I just want to check the procedure. When we go on to public hearings and we had all what we've had, which I think many of us would like to go back to those committees by tomorrow. What then becomes the procedure to address these issues? I know that it was a public hearing of a bill, but we had a lot that necessitated the department to resolve. What is then going to be a procedure? I'm one of those that I'm willing to go back, more especially in Joburg. Now, just from your side, if you can inform us, what is the procedure to deal with the issues that we have had out of another program, which was the public hearing? Thank you.
Thank you very much, honorable members. Firstly, on the matters arising, from the minutes, because it cannot just be matters arising. It must be matters that have been adopted by the committee. Then I think what we have been doing is that after the committee has adopted the minutes, we then put those things on the agenda. Unfortunately, because we are not adopting minutes every day as we proceed, sometimes you find that we don't have time because of the debate and the engagement. We don't have time to go into the minutes. The minutes overflow to another next meeting, which sometimes delay on issues that we should follow up on them. Because the follow-ups can only be done if there is a resolution of the committee. So, and that's what we've been doing. I think what we have to do, we should then agree to limit ourselves in discussion and speaking, and have minutes every meeting. We reserve that 5 minutes for the previous meeting's minutes, so that we are able to adopt the minutes in time, and members must agree that we should then start to limit ourselves in terms of discussion, and be sometimes, because members want to speak and ask 20 questions as one when we have 10 members, and it becomes so difficult to stop members, because we don't want to be seen stopping members to interact. But at the same time, because our program must fit within the bigger program of Parliament. For instance, as we'll be meeting with provinces, 3 provinces per meeting, then you are going to have by members have to go to the sitting by 2 o'clock. So we should then be able to agree, because we are not allowed to have meeting outside our slot. We have to apply, and at some point we try to apply when there are banning issues, and we find that it gets rejected. There is no in any way that would continue with the meeting outside the plan submitted to Parliament as adopted by the committee. So those are the difficulties. The second issue, Honorable Sifai, again, oversight is planned in terms of you'd see the program from Parliament to indicate that committee weeks, where you can then have a meeting the whole day without being disrupted as a committee, and then you then have the committee given a slot, but afternoon is the that week you find that is a program of Parliament, which no committee would be allowed to go for oversight. And then you'll have the week that is meant for oversight. And in our case, because we have this bill, we have to finish the rounds. But what we have agreed, if you remember in the last meeting, we said that those issues that are being raised by communities, they shouldn't wait for the discussion of the committee. What Sabelo and the team must do is to isolate those issues from the discussion of the bill, and then bring them to the committee for the adoption. And then we'll then send back to the department and province, the particular province, for them to respond
on the issues, but on the oversight, we are following the program as tabled by Parliament, and we are going through province by province. There are provinces that we have never put our foot on, and therefore it might not be easy or simple to go back to Gauteng without going to other provinces, because we should then be seen playing our doing our oversight throughout the country, because we are a national committee. So those are the issues, honourable members. So I think that's the clarity that I can give.
Chairperson, Honourable Powell, my hand is up.
Yes.
I just wanted to clarify, are you saying that a member of this committee may only raise a matter arising in relation to minutes? And if so, how do we deal with other matters that are of importance to this committee's requests to the committee members and that sort of thing in terms of the rules of Parliament? I can't see the justification for having a matter arising. I understand what you're saying about perhaps having it once, maybe once a month or that kind of thing, but I can't see, in terms of the rules of Parliament, a justification for limiting members' inputs to this committee or matters arising that they may have of relevance to the committee to just minutes. If you could please clarify, I won't follow up afterwards. I can refer to the chair of chairs if necessary, but I think clarity is important on that point. And 5 minutes, I think, you know, for matters arising isn't substantial if it's minuted on the agenda, if it's got its own little time slot that can't be exceeded. And then you haven't responded to my request on the arrangements for our oversight visits. And also the invitation for today's meeting went out for 11:30, so if we could just have a response on the Secretariat. Thank you.
Okay. Honourable Powell, Honourable Mokgotho, you want to come in before I respond?
Yes, please, Chairperson. Chairperson, what I want to know is that do you imply that it is not of importance for us to make a follow-up on the issues that we have discovered after we have went for oversight in certain provinces, issues that are of importance? For example, just like Honorable Siswai has just said, that the issue that you observed or heard about when you were doing oversight in Gauteng are still continuing. There is no progress. And definitely after the oversight or during the oversight, what you have heard from those provinces is that everything which was not going in order was going to be rectified, or all those issues that you have seen that were taking place in Gauteng, for example, with regard to housing, you were promised that they were going to be solved. But the minute the Department of Human Settlement has left, nothing probably has been done. And they know that there won't be any follow-up that would be done. I think that it is very important that after undertaking a trip for oversight in a particular province, if there are major problems, it is important that we should make sure that we have a schedule where we go back and check if things are now done in a proper way. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honourable Mokgotho. Honourable members, we are a committee. That we discuss as members of the committee and resolve. That's how the committee operates. By the way, members have got other opportunities to deal with other members, with the matters outside the committee proceedings. I'm saying the issues that has to be discussed in the committee. We table the agenda. Members agreed on the agenda themselves. We discussed, we resolved on those issues. Those issues that we resolved are issues that the chair and the secretary of the committee, because the chair and the secretary of the committee has to make sure that we follow up on them. We would not, Honorable Mokoti, what I'm raising on Honorable Christ's issue, I'm saying what we have agreed with those issues that are raised in the public hearings is that they must come to the committee because it's officials who are taking notes. The officials, then with the committee, must say, these are the issues that have been raised. And then we then resolve, how then do we get these things back? That's what I said, Honorable Member. Not that I've said we are not going back to how they, I'm saying the planning, because of the program of Parliament, we should be able to justify, for instance, going back to other provinces without going to other, visited other provinces as you play oversight. That's why it's important that in our approach, there should be indications that these are the issues that the committee has resolved on. And therefore, the minutes, when I'm talking about the minutes, is the minutes that members would have discussed and these are the issues that have resolved on. We cannot just pick up issues outside the program of the committee. That's why we sit and agree on the program. That's why we sit and adopt. There is a minute. That's why there is an oversight. And the report that we table, it, which must be owned by all of us as we come from those oversights as members of the committee. But there are other avenues, like your statement. You can put your statement if you have a burning issue to the minister in Parliament. You can do the motion. There is a question. You can ask questions to the minister, which is not part of the committee process, but it's been administered by other sectors. Parliament, we have all avenues as members to raise the issues. But with committees, we have to, the committee, that's why we are a committee. We're not individuals here. We have to adopt a program and follow the program ourselves. So chair cannot just put anything that he likes in the program that members has not agreed on. That's why every now and then, the beginning of the term or the closure of the other term, we bring the program for the adoption by members. So and members will then have to agree themselves. Let me recognize the other members, Honorable Seki and then Honorable Doctor.
Yeah, I think your explanation covers me in the main, because indeed, there are issues that were raised in the provinces. All of us have agreed that those issues need to be followed up. So the meeting, the committee will decide on how to approach them. And I think there is substance on what Comrade Mokota is saying. So, but let's adopt the program. And then in other meetings, as we continue, the item will be presented on the visits or from the province. And we have a way of approaching it. Thank you.
Honorable Doctor?
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, colleagues. I think I'll follow on from Honorable Tsweki. So, we acknowledge the rationale or your explanation, Chair. But can I suggest, because we are, adopting a program that even if it's to the extent of every second meeting that we have, feedback from the department, because that's how we've been handling it. We've been taking issues outside of the bill and saying the department is noting it, they will address it, etc. Can we then, and we were doing the same ourselves, and to satisfy ourselves, even if we don't go there, can I make a suggestion following on what Honorable Tsweki says in terms of how we decide going forward, that we include it in the program, that every second meeting that we have, or every second week, because we have meetings every week in the most, that we get feedback on updates on progress on issues that were raised at public hearings, say one province at the one meeting, the next opportunity we do another province, etc. Because I do believe, for example, in the Eastern Cape, it's been a while since we were there. Surely there should be some feedback and progress reports on how those issues have been dealt with thus far. So that's a suggestion I'd like to make, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So I think that's I would ask Sabelo to circulate those reports to members, particularly for Eastern Cape and what Eastern Cape Gauteng. They must be circulated. Then in the next meeting, we then have to get members whether to confirm and then to say what we do with them. And it will be good if those issues are being put as we start with the provinces, so that as we discuss with them, then we can then be able to ask them to give us feedback on those issues. Is it?
I am comfortable with your summary.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Sorry, without opposing the summary, just as you mentioned, the records will record Eastern Cape and Gauteng. And I was thinking that let's just do all that, those that we have visited, which is for Gauteng, Eastern Cape, Free State, and KZN. So that because there are similarities in all of these provinces. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. All right. No. Thank you very much. Then on the agenda, if you look at the agenda, is the consideration of the minutes and adoption, which will then actually assist us to elevate the matters arising out of the discussion, which members would have agreed on, and those issues will then be able to be followed up as raised by members. Can I get the mover for the adoption of the agenda?
Hello, Chairperson.
Yes.
Nomdu is ready to...
Sorry.
On the issue of...
I'm sorry, on the logistics. I thought we were going to, before we close, we'll then talk about the public hearings. But we can, because a member has raised it now, can tell with that now, because we are going to brief members as we close the meeting, the proceeding, how we are going to Limpopo and all. Yeah. So, but because Honorable Powell has raised now, let me allow Honorable Nomtu to give us the details of and response to some of the issues
I'll add.
Good morning, Chairperson. Good morning, all the honorable members. Thank you, Chair, for this opportunity. I'd love to explain certain parts of logistics that seem to be in question. Okay, I'll try, but what I think I also must do is take question and answer, because I might not remember everything, especially when it's only one person who has all these questions and the problems. There are processes that we follow as staff members. And the processes we follow as a support staff to the committee, we work for all the committee members. Myself, working for Parliament, employed as a committee assistant, I must provide and give assistance and guidance and logistics and administrative assistance to the whole committee, to all members of the committee, and equally so. And I'm guided by the processes, the internal processes in place. For example, when the committee decides that there must be an oversight undertaken to Joburg to investigate or to go visit a site, whatever reason, what will happen from our side? Koliswa, as a committee secretary, will have to write a political application to the House Chair. The political application depends on if the oversight is just in Joburg, how many members are going, how many days, how much is going to be spent. All those aspects, they must be revisited. The budget aspect of it, the decision aspect of it, the program aspect of it. Therefore, that application, political application, might take a month to be approved. Even though the committee has made the decision, the committee has said, the committee has rendered a program for its committee for the financial year. However, when it comes to implementation, now there are processes, internal processes that must be followed. Then that application, Qualisa will write the application immediately, but it will stay in other offices of relevance for a month. And now, whilst it goes that process, Nomdu, from my side, I can't book flights if that political is not approved. And then, okay, going forward, that application now is approved. And then Nomdu will start now asking for quotations for flights in order to prepare for that oversight or for those public hearings. I must get quotation, and we're working through a contracted traveling agent. I cannot get into Google, I cannot get into internet and just approach SAA, FlySurf Air, SA Link to say that I need flights for 11 members. They're going to Joburg, they're going to Poland. No, I must write all my applications through the memos. And the memo I must write to the travel agencies that are contracted with Parliament. After that, when that travel agents give me the quotation, the memo must go via my internal management for processing and for also approval. In processing that memo, my memo, they will see that instead of is I've written was, they will return the memo, must correct. They will see that instead of saying that Kolisa will fly with 5,000 tickets to Palopowa, Nomdu has made a mistake. I'm making an example of such small opportunities. But what I'm saying is that those memos are scrutinized. Those memos are approved. There is a process now, internal process that they have to undertake. Because those processes are meant, they are not really red tapes, but they are meant for the purpose of AGs, because everything Parliament, the paperwork, the money spent by Parliament is being scrutinized by AG. They want all those budget, they want all those paperwork, the memos we've written, the reasons, and the programs. They want to check against the program of the committee. Why the oversight? Why the public hearings? Okay. So, Nomdu's memo can go also for a month or less than that. It depends. Also, those management, are they available to scrutinize and put their signatures? It can take from a week up to 4 weeks of scrutiny and waiting for approval. Okay. Getting approval. Now, I must contact the agent, create warrants, give to the agent to say that those flights those flights and accommodation that you quoted us on, we are taking it. Here is a PO, purchase order, because also now the agent, the travel agent, won't do anything, won't issue flights and whatever without the purchase orders. The purchase order was waiting in that memos to be approved. In the meantime, hence, I will create a WhatsApp group to tell the members the status of my application. I will create a WhatsApp group, a broadcast. Normally, I create a broadcast because with a broadcast is the one that when I send messages, it looks like I'm sending individual, but it's a whole committee in that broadcast. But I'll create that to advise the members that now the logistics are done. Now the memos are approved. The financial and the political are approved. Now I can start with the logistics. But without that, I can't do anything. And further to that, there will be changes which are reasonable sometimes. Most of times, they are reasonable. For instance, now, Mr. Man, if I can make an example, a proper example. Mr. Mataki has confirmed that he will undertake this public hearing. But due to unforeseen circumstance, he phoned me last night to say that in order to in fact cancel everything, this is my problem. I can't attend anymore. And his reasons were valid. So I'm busy trying to finalize the logistics. There will be problems in between that I must still attend to in order for the planned oversight visit to be perfect or the public hearings to be perfect. And in between that, there will be queries around the places that we're sleeping in. Because, for example, I am in Cape Town. I'm working in Cape Town, doing logistics in Cape Town. But now the public hearings will be held in East London. And I don't know the places, the accommodation places in East London. The agent will tell me and will recommend. Yes, I will check on Google what kind of hotel is this. But the hotel won't put on internet that I don't have network. So when we get there, there's no network, then there must be a change. I'm just saying that there's always changes. I might have written on the WhatsApp group, on the broadcast, that logistics are finalized. But it doesn't mean that are finalized in the sense of everything is perfect. I must still work with the agent to issue the flight, to issue vouchers to those hotels, to issue vouchers to the company that is going to drive us around and all that stuff. Yes, I do have members changing their tickets, changing this or saying that instead of, yes, I've confirmed to you, Nomdu, at the beginning that I would be able to attend until the last day, but now I'm having a problem and I have to leave the program earlier than that. That I've done in the past for everyone. Coming to today's inquiry, Ms. Powell, every time there is a site visit or public hearing, for example, she will... The committee, yes, the committee will decide on the public hearings or the site visit. She will write, I will communicate, try and communicate. Was also, my job is saying that part of doing my job, logistics, I cannot burden members with logistics and all the time talk to you regarding logistics, because I should know what I must do to do logistics and prepare and assist the committee with the logistics, then I cannot write to you all the time and say, members, you're sorry, the agent is delaying me. That hotel is not conducive. I've changed it. No, that's not part of your duties. You are there to do in the committee as honorable members for content. But also, my duty is to make sure that when you do your work, you do it in a conducive, comfortable, and not really comfortable, but yes, comfort is also needed. But also, the environment must be conducive for you, and the preparation must be done for you. Now, Ms. Powell, the problem I'm having, I think now I'm beginning to have a problem, because as I'm in this meeting, she is writing to me.
Nomtu, don't personalize discussion of the committee. If honorable members, they ask questions, your role is to answer question in terms of the prescribed required regulations as regulated by Parliament itself. And members have got the right to understand why certain things are done in a particular manner. So your explanation suffice. Don't personalize this issue. Maybe just to add further is that it's sometimes becoming a difficult organization as we deal with the first visit, because sometimes, like now, the committee has not adopted the program, but because we have adopted that, the committee has taken a decision that we must finish this public hearing. As the management, we then said, let's apply in the meantime, so that at the time the committee sits to approve the program, we should not delay some of the visits, because it might take long time. So the first visit usually, because of it, will then be the first which is going to be affected by the processes, as Nomuti has indicated. It's never been a proper logistic that members will feel comfortable. But because now they've adopted the program, and when we made application, we've made for two public hearings, the one that is coming from Mpumalanga. So as we will be doing the public hearing in Limpopo, Nomuti will then start to do the preparation for Mpumalanga. And even other teams that are working around these public hearings, they will then start to do their work. So the first visit, usually it becomes a difficult process, because the time becomes small or little. So I think in the next visit, members will, because the preparation will start now as we deal with Limpopo and others, and the program has been adopted immediately. Now we have, immediately after this, we'll then submit the political application to the chairs for the Northern Cape and Northwest. So the difficulty would not be there as you cross it. It's usually the first one which becomes so difficult. Those are the issues, members, and and sometimes we Nomtu would say that chair the or what members, like one member called and say, no, I'm seeing we've been booked in Psychart. Psychart is the dormitory. It's not a good hotel. And I then start to engage management of parliament to inquire about those issues. And sometimes, obviously, if we were not through their investigation, they will then say, this is indeed the hotel is not a good hotel for members to sleep in terms of the required standard as regulated by Parliament. They will then actually change, which will affect members, that the venue might be changed because would have done that. And in most instances, I've been encouraged Nomtu to say that because we might not know these areas in the provinces, it will be better as we go to Eastern Cape, because there is Honorable Sehlwai. As you go to Western Cape, there is Honorable Harold and Honorable Powell, or when we go to Northwest, would say there's Honorable Mokgotho. You can then say, assist us to identify those better accommodation for members. That's what we've been doing throughout our visit, so that we don't end up get surprises as we arrive. Unfortunately, some of the issues they will confirm to be a very nice area. When you arrive there, there is no network, there is problem. Then you have to form those that have got powers to change, to say, no, where we are as members would not be able to do our work. Please, can you consider changing members to this place, to another place? And those are the things that would happen at the background of the every visit that we do as members. So I thought I should add on those issues. Can I then get Honorable Dr. Khumalo, and then followed by Honorable Power.
Thanks, Chair. And I want to agree with you on your opening statement when you were responding, because in all honesty, we are a team here. I don't think there's any outsiders. I was looking at the names of the people attending here. We're supposed to be a team, and we're supposed to be able to take constructive criticism from one another. So it's not a personal attack on the chairperson when I say, Chair, can we please ensure that public education, or, you know, I'm not sure what the actual term is, but when the public is educated, this happens. I don't think any of us should take it that way. We understand we're all trying our best, under the circumstances, as you explained, Chairperson. But I think, you know, preparations are not just a one-person problem. And I don't think this is the first time, perhaps, that there is a problem with public hearings. We all go on these public hearings, and in all honesty, we all can acknowledge that there's preps that have not been 100% thus far. So I think I'm glad we're having this conversation, because it's not just about flights and accommodation, and it would be amiss for us to sound like we just want five-star hotels as a team and. But we've seen this should be seen rather as a way to make our visits more valuable. I wouldn't want to start now, Chairperson, to start really going, you know, challenge by challenge in our experiences in the past public hearings. But I really do feel, you know, if we reflect, we can actually get maximum inputs on the bill, because I think we all can recognize that we're getting a lot of people talking about everything, bug the bill in most instances. And again, it's precisely because of planning. And I understand the blockages that are in the system and the process. And perhaps that's where we need to focus our energy, whether it's talking to the chair of chairs or, you know, the speaker in terms of, you know, making, you know, the approval process is a little bit easier so that even we as ourselves, because we are public servants, we are public reps, we represent people. And it can't be that, yes, indeed, it's a procedural issue that needs to be sorted. But at the end of the day, I need to go to Gauteng and be able to know at least a week or 2 weeks before that we're coming to Gauteng. Tell the people that I represent as an MP that, listen, there's going to be this happening. I would like you to come so that I communicate with them. All of those things are issues of preparation. I think we need to maybe just reflect on whether it's procedural things and we raise it in the relevant structures. But I think we all need to agree that preparations, not just hotel and traveling, I don't even want, like, that's not my biggest interest. My biggest interest and worry is 10 people at a hall of 100 people that have had public education, for example. And then we have 100 other inputs on everything else but the bill, which is, you know, for me, it's not resulting in good value for money. We spend money for a particular thing, but we end up not having, you know, the maximum out of what we were initially spending it on, which, you know, for me is a worry. So I do think we need to, you know, improve on how we plan for these so that even members know before the public hearing, where are we going? Where are the venues? You know, the sleeping here can come after for me. It's not such necessarily a big deal, but those are crucial things that can't go wrong. How many people? Public education can't be starting to happen today for public hearings that are happening in 2 days or 3 days. You know, we need time for people to understand, time for people to ask questions, time for people to engage with the bill itself, time for people to have access to it, not just the link in rural areas in some areas. You know, so for me, we've got a bigger myriad of planning or plenary issues that I think we need to try and address with the specific you know, channels that are where the blockages are. Chair, I just wanted to mention that it's not. You know, the focus shouldn't always just be necessarily on hotels and whatever, but the bigger business of why we are going to these provinces for me is a frustration because we get there, not even 10% of the whole is at public here. And it's because the approval process was late, and so the guys who need to educate the people have limited time to do so, et cetera, et cetera. And so it just ripples out into, you know, a bigger problem that affects our real business of going out for these public hearings. Thanks, Chairperson. I'm sorry for taking long.
Thank you, Doctor. Honorable Powell.
Thanks, Chair. I'll be quick. So I just want to say thank you to Nomtu and Kali and any of the other administrative staff. I can understand their frustrations and I can understand how irritating it must be for them having members asking them questions about logistics when they don't have the answers because of delays that are not up to them. So I just wanted to say thank you to them for the work that they do and their patience. I've had two questions. I need to know what town we're staying in on Saturday night and something about Sunday. And I can see it's frustrating Nomtu that I'm asking. But what I wanted to say, just listening to Nomtu speaking, was that I understand that, you know, everybody wants to make sure that MPs are comfortable, as my colleague has said, that when the KZN hearings happened, the adverts went out just over 24 hours before the public hearings. And I'd asked 2 days before where the venues for the public hearings were. And no one could tell me. And as Dr. Kumalo has said, I think someone needs to mute themselves.
Can we mute?
I understand that Nomtu's frustrated and probably anybody in her position would be frustrated. But yeah, just to echo what Dr. Kumalo has said, I wasn't able, as an MP who's grown up actually in one of the very towns where the public hearings were, I didn't know that it was going to be there. So I wasn't able to get any, you know, any people that would be interested in the bill to the hearings. And so it's a question of democracy and democratic process. So yeah, Chair, if we could potentially, I don't know, maybe from your office, engage with the Chair of Chairs and just ask that the managers and the people that need to be signing these things off do, so that we can give at least a week or 2 weeks notice to our respective communities to make sure that we're able to have robust engagements. I think that's really important. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, honourable members. we will try our level best, honourable members. We are engaging. As I'm saying, there are a lot of work that goes to the lot of work that goes behind the scenes as we preparing for this public hearing. As I've indicated, because now we have adopted the report, the program, Koliswa and the team, they will then start to do those applications in time, a week before. But the other frustrating thing that I had communicated already with the Chair of Chairs, every public hearings that we have, when I come back, if there are any frustration that we have realized as members, I communicate to that office, we'll call the manager, the Chair of Chairs will call the manager, and there will be that thing that will improve, but the improvement, again, it will happen as we push as members, as we are doing now, and we'll continue to do that. For instance, in one public hearing,
there was no branding, Chair.
The branding, yes. And we're told that the manager of branding has accompanied to the speaker to abroad, and therefore there's no longer budget. So those are the issues that you face. I end up taking my clothes because I had a cloth putting on the table, which should present Parliament in a better picture. So those challenges are there, and we are raising them. We did that. We have even written the memo, formal memo, to those managers. And those that were in Poland too, they will tell the frustration that we were facing as we were traveling. We had to call these, write memos, SMS, in the process fighting one another, those that were supposed to approve and all those things. But I think we'll continue to push for that. And just to, I was just saying, every now and then when we come back, we if there is anything that has actually become an obstacle to our work, we report it to the Office of the Chair, and there will be discussion with those relevant managers. So can I get the mover for the adoption of the program so that we move?
I move the adoption chair with all the amendments. Thank you.
Second.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much.
I think
much.
We need a light moment. It seems so tense.
Yes.
The Honorable Powell has dropped off because of network issues, but she'll join again.
Oh, okay. So
okay.
I think we are adopting the program as put on the program. One on the, we're adding the Indaba. That is not here on the program. That we must actually consider adopting minutes in time so that we can then deal with matters as they are fresh, which means that members should agree that we are agreeing that sometimes time would have to agree to be regulated in terms of the time. The last one would be the Sabelo will circulate all the reports for those three provinces that we have visited, and then in the next meeting, members must go through it and make their input even before we go into the meeting to Sabelo, so that it doesn't have to be presented as the new thing, so that we can then be able to adopt it, looking at the space and time that we have for the meeting, the next street meeting. Agreed, members?
Agreed.
So can we then... Yes, Honorable Mokoto?
I do agree, but I'm going to request that Sabelo should send those reports on time so that we have ample time to go through them. Thank you, Chairperson.
Okay. Thank you. Sabelo, I think he's here, he's listening. Let's go to the next item. Sabelo?
Report.
So this report, members, we had... we're supposed to have dealt with it in the last term, the day that we're supposed to adopt them. We were affected by the parliament program, that the program of parliament had to start around 10 o'clock, which we couldn't have the meeting of committees were affected. So I suppose members had this report for quite some time. With your permission, I'm going to ask Sabelo to go to only to the observation and the recommendation, if members allow. Because we had this, unless if we had forgotten about them. Can I get members? So, do we go to the observation and recommendation? Pulelang Mako, the member.
Chairperson.
Yes.
Can Sabelo please go through those presentations, please?
Okay. There is a proposal that Sabelo should take us through the reports. Okay. Do you agree, members?
Agreed, Chair.
Doctor? Doctor?
Thanks, Chair. Chair, I'm not sure. I can't say I'm new still. This is our report, Chair, and you're right. We all had it and we all read it. I'm not sure if we're asking Sabelo to read it again for us, or I'm sorry if I'm a bit, if I missed something, but I had this report, I think, last week. I've read it twice, to be quite honest with you. I'm not sure if I want to hear someone read it for me again. That's just me, though, unless I'm not understanding the reason why he would need to read it.
Chairperson?
Honorable Mokoto?
I don't remember receiving this in my emails. That is why I'm saying, can Sabelo please go through it? I haven't seen it. That's the reason I'm saying this.
But honourable members, I think sometimes we have to be honest to ourselves, because like now we're saying Sabelo must send the report in time, and if we are not going to, I know that the email that because our emails are public, usually you find a lot of emails, and we miss some of the emails that we got because the system that is being used in Parliament, you are captured as the committee member. When they send it to, unless if your email has got a problem, when they click a button, it goes to all members. And it's important that if we are not, because this report was supposed to have dealt with in the last term, and which means that we've been going through them that term. Unfortunately, because of the disorganization of the parliament program, we had to postpone our meeting. So Sabelo, just talk to the report at least to accommodate all members.
Okay. Hello, Chairperson.
Yes.
Okay. No, I was also going to state that the report was sent even in the previous term. And I also sent the minutes to all the members, but Ms. Mkhodo's email had stated that it was full, and I had to forward her minutes via WhatsApp. So I think members also should notice their emails, because if the email is saying full, the documents will not go through. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, now I can see. Okay, yes, honourable members, you know, we are receiving all sorts of emails public, because our emails are public. It's important that every now and then we clear our emails. Sometimes we take them to the bin. There is an icon called bin where you transfer them to the bin. And you find that even the bin is full, you have to organize with Sally to assist you to clear the your Outlook system, because it happens to me several times. So it's important that members should do that. Sabelo?
Yes, Chairperson. Good morning, honorable members and Chair. Thank you for the opportunity to present both the third and the fourth quarter report. I'm going to start with the third quarter report and then go to the fourth quarter report. Basically, the department presented on the 18th of May 2022. And this report, what it covers is the expenditure and non-financial performance of the department. And then it provides also the report is based on the estimate of the national expenditure.
Recording in progress.
On Chief Financial Officer is on number 3. Corporate Service is number 4.
entities that support the department is also in number, page number 4, technical capacity, progress. Research policy strategy and planning is in page number 5, going to page number 6. Now, with regards to the main gist of the report is the observation and recommendations of the committee. So following the presentation by the department, the committee made the following observations, which are followed by recommendations. And these recommendations must be implemented by the minister. So with regards to the first observation, the committee was concerned about poor performance in the transformation target, technical capacity, land acquisition, and zoning for priority development areas. The committee acknowledged that poor performance was partly due to verification of performance reported by provinces. However, there was a concern that poor performance in the mentioned areas seemed to be a recurring problem. Recommendation, fast track the verification of performance by provinces, develop turnaround strategies to improve performance in land acquisition for PDAs, transformation targets, and technical capacity. Observation number 2, the committee was concerned about payments of service providers within 30 days. Recommendation, ensure consequence management for poor performance in relation to payments of service providers within 30 days. Furthermore, ensure that service providers provide accurate banking information to prevent unnecessary payment delays. Number 3, the committee was concerned about slow pace in the appointment of senior management in the department. Recommendation, fast track the appointment of senior management in the department. Provide the committee with clear time frames on the recruitment. Number 4, the committee observed that the Housing Development Agency was taking too long to identify, acquire and release land for PDAs. Recommendation, capacitate the HDA in the acquisition of land for PDAs, develop intergovernmental relations with the relevant departments to fast track the acquisition of land for PDAs. Number 4, the committee observed that some provinces were poorly utilizing their grants. This resulted in funds being reallocated to other provinces. Recommendation, provinces that are poorly utilizing their grants should be summoned to the committee to explain their challenges in this regard. And this must be done within 6 months. Okay, Chair, do you want me to go to the fourth quarter report?
Yes, let's take the fourth quarter and then we'll discuss them both.
Okay. So the fourth quarter report is the same style of writing is the same. The difference is that when the department was reporting, they reported their performance or targets now in for each program. No, sorry, that's my mistake. They used the same format as the last quarter. Now, with regards to observation, the committee was concerned about poor performance in the delivery of BNG houses and service stands. However, the committee acknowledged that the department was still in the process of verifying provincial performance.
Sabelo?
Yes, Chair?
Remove this one and put the fourth quarter.
It is the fourth quarter, Chair.
Okay. But it's the last page.
It's not moving, Sabelo.
It's not moving.
The last page.
Uh-uh.
Mm.
Okay. Can you see bullet number 4, which is committee observations and recommendations?
Yes.
stop sharing Sabelo this one and open the new document. There's a hand, Chairperson, Dr. Kumalo.
The hand has been there for quite some time. I thought it's a legacy hand, Doctor.
It is a legacy hand. My apologies.
Okay.
Okay, so this is the fourth quarter report. And observation number one, the committee was concerned about poor performance in delivery of BNG houses and service stamps. However, the committee acknowledged that the department was still in the process of verifying provincial performance. Recommendation, fast-track the verification process of provincial performance, develop strategies to improve performance in the delivery of BNG and service stamps. Number two, the committee observed that the project readiness matrix was not implemented in 8 provinces. Recommendation, assist provinces and municipalities to develop their sound business plan, ensure the implementation of project readiness matrix to all provinces. Number three, that informal settlement had not been upgraded to phase 3 for 3 years. The committee was concerned that the department was not intervening on time to assist metros to spend the USDG grant. Recommendation, ensure close monitoring of the informal settlements upgrading program, put in place measures to deal with land invasions, fast track the re-blocking of informal settlements, conduct occupancy audits to determine whether people who live in informal settlements are South Africans, assist metros to develop sound plans to spend the USDG. Number four, the committee noted with concern that a lot of employees were leaving the department. This was happening despite the high rate of unemployment. Recommendation, develop strategies to retain employees and ensure their wellness. Provide the committee with clear timeframes for recruiting new employees. This plan must be presented to the committee within 6 months. Number five, the committee welcomed the budget allocated to entities owned by designated group. This includes women, youth, and people with disabilities. However, more details were required by the committee. Recommendation, a detailed presentation of the budget allocated to entities owned by designated groups must be presented to the committee within 3 months. This presentation must outline the level of involvement by designated group. Report to be considered. Thank you, Chair. Thanks.
Hello, Chair.
Can I see the report? Can I see the hands that wants to talk to the report? Honorable Seki, you have not raised your hands, but you are calling me.
No, I was calling you, Chair, because you were silent.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was muted. I was trying to unmute. Honorable Seki, can I have hands that wants to speak to the report? Honorable Seki?
Chair, the one of resignation.
Yes.
Yep. Can we maybe get the question, just to amend the question, to add that the department must give us the dates or months in which these people have resigned and the reasons of their resignations. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Honorable Sikhwai.
Chairperson.
Well done, Honorable Sifai. You are able to raise the echo, the hands through the echo now.
Am I audible, Chair?
Yes, and then followed by, let me note all the hands before
okay.
we, and then so that members can follow one another.
That's fine.
It's Honorable Seki and Honorable Doctor. Okay, proceed. Followed, we'll be followed by Honorable Doctor.
Okay, thank you, Chair. I think my first question is one that is taken by Honorable Putas. Sometimes I run away from Tsake or Tsake because I am not yet there. Of reasons of this huge exiting of Christians, because it is also our responsibility to monitor if the colonial and apartheid system has been washed out of the process, because the working classes suffered a lot within the state. So it's important that we informed ourselves well. My second question, Chair, is that the entities, they've performed 100% in their target. It is very good to be true, but I will let it there. I wish somebody could tell us, how did they do it? I mean, we're struggling with the performance of the entities, but all of a sudden, they've outnumbered their targets in terms of their performance. It's a concern, but it's a good thing if it has happened that way. The other issue, Chair, I heard you said something when we were opening, Chairperson, but I missed what you were saying, but you talk about title deeds. The report that you're getting is a really good report out of many years of a struggle with title deeds. Can we get a plan? Can we get a plan? What are we doing in the next meeting, Chair? This thing is bad. We can't allow it to happen in front of our nose. So can we get a plan? What are we going to do about this? And even if, Chair, we can call COCTA also to be present, because it's sometimes said it's the municipalities delays there and there and there. So that those areas where they are delayed are presented in front of COCTA and us, so that they know that we are stuck because of the municipalities. The last one, Chair, is the issue of the I think those are all, Chair, that I wanted to raise. Thank you.
Thank you very much,
yes,
Honorable Doctor.
Just a quick one, not too long. I think just to also follow up on Honorable Becky, I am of the view, I do see that some recommendations do include the fact that we need reports on what we recommend. I just wanted to quickly suggest that all our recommendations need to have follow-up reports, and if possible, if we could perhaps attach timeframes to it, so that we can see impact of whatever it is that we are recommending and in conjunction with what the departments are doing, specifically with just the recommendations as a result of our observations. I hope I'm making sense. Thanks, Chair.
You are, Doctor. Thank you very much. Those are the inputs that were made. Can I then get the mover for the adoption of the report?
Mr. Malachi said.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I adopt the report.
Mr. Malachi, move for the adoption of the report. Can I get the seconder?
Seconded, Chair.
Mr. Seki seconded with the amendments made by members. Thank you very much. Let's go to the other minutes. Maybe I forgot one. I forgot one thing, members, to indicate one on there is a new member that has joined us, Mr. Chris Malibatsa, and on our behalf, we'll congratulate the Honorable Koniso Pasimwe, who has been our alternate member. She has been appointed as the High Commissioner to Lesotho. So Mr. Malibatsa has joined the committee, and we want to take this opportunity, Mr. Malibatsa, Honorable Malibatsa, to welcome you into the committee, and feel free to interact with members. The other issue, members, is that before we go to the minutes, I forgot it when we adopted the program, that we were proposing that we should have a physical meeting with provinces, so that we can upscale or assist in making sure that the presentations, because people will be there physically, would have be able to assist members to have a sense of where we're going, what needs to happen in the future. So the fiscal meeting means that members would go to Parliament. There is committee rooms that are available, but there is no cameras, so that members could not arrive and say, why are we not appearing on TV? So you should know before we go there. So do we agree, Honorable Dr. Second, the proposal of the chair that we must have a physical meeting in Cape Town? Do we have any
I second that and welcome that suggestion. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, and Honorable Malachi and Butaseki.
It's a legal hand, Chair.
Okay. Honorable Butas.
Chairperson, on the issue of provinces,
yeah,
I'm not sure if the provinces, there's a clear questions or report that we are going to send to them so that when they come prepared, Chair, so that it should not be just a general question. Like one of the questions, I think pardon me if I mix meetings, where the money was transferred from one province to the other. You know, a province like that, when it comes, where they lost money, they should come with a clear plan to avoid that. And the reason why they found themselves in that frail of losing money and consequence management. Such questions just should be very clear. We should not ask them. They should actually report on them. I'm not sure. I wish as a committee we could see that document that invites the province so that it should not be a general invite. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. I think Kodisra is here, can be able to hear what you're saying. We have added the issue of the title deed. They should then be able to explain why they are not actually performing in that regard, what are the problems, and then what is the plan. And maybe we can add to say that in one meeting, I remember DM Chwete has actually committed to bring the strategy around that, that they are developing a strategy on issues of the title deed. So they should then be able to, before, because the first issue that we are raising, we have actually put it on the program. We'll start with national. They'll actually explain to us which are those provinces and what were the reasons for them not to spending and where the money went. How did they actually amended the business plan and then the previous business plan used for? Those issues, the national will do that. But again, even the provinces would then start to, then they, when they report, they'll tell us about, we have lost 500 million, we're supposed to have built 600 houses, we've then built 400. And why, and including and the mitigation strategies, and then those issues would provinces would have to report on and probably call it up before let's draft a memo that goes to department, which we can then be able to see or and forward it to as soon as possible, so that we don't have excuses that we have received the information late. But another thing is that in the meeting we need MECs, we need HODs. They can be accompanied by those that support them in the program. But those are the, if we have the HODs and the MECs, and the CFOs probably of those provinces, to then suffice. They should not end up having a, because sometimes it's becoming so difficult in the, people want you to come to Cape Town, they just come, all of them. People who are not going to play any role end up in the coming to those meetings. And yeah. And the other thing that I think we can add is the issue of the informal settlement, because this thing is a problem. It's increasing, and the illegal occupation of houses and how provinces are dealing with those issues. And yeah. Kholisa, have you captured that? Honorable Mokgoto?
Thank you, Chairperson. I also want us to add that the provinces should come up with their programs on how they are going to deal with the backlog of housing in their provinces. And again, for example, in Free State,
I remember when we went there for oversight, some of the people there mentioned that municipalities promised them sites or stands, like empty stands, for an example. So I just want them also to come up with programs on how they are going to deal with this issue of, you know, providing people with land in order to deal with the housing deadlock. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Mafutu. Honorable Masuta.
Thank you, Chair. Sorry, I kept on losing network as we proceed, so I hope I'm not repetitive. I heard you when you were speaking about inviting the provinces. I suppose that's in relation to them having to clarify to us on the spending, especially on the conditional grants, or lack thereof, if I understood the context correctly, because I had lost contact before that. Chair, if that is the issue, I want to raise the following issue. You see, we may have been going to province by province, and we are still doing so, to discuss a bill. But the purpose of the bill itself, let alone, I hear people saying, people come there and talk about issues that have nothing to do with the bill. That's a very formalistic way of looking at life. Because this bill is exactly intended to resolve some of the concerns that people have experienced. And if you're going to expect people to go there and talk about clause A is better than clause B and so on, that's not what people are looking at. That's not what's going to fix cracked houses and so on and so on, based on their lived experiences for the last 27 years. So if we have now come to realize and understand that for the people themselves, this is an opportunity to interface with Parliament so that Parliament can intervene because of a broken system. Let's accept it for what it is. And having said that, Chair, I think it's been deliberate that leadership at provincial and
recording in progress.
Solution. They didn't want to hear it. They at least didn't want themselves to be there to account for all these concerns that the people are saying. We even had to approach a premier in one of the provinces who instructed the leadership of the municipality to come and attend. It was only then that they came in their numbers, in their seniority. So I think going forward, Chair, we need to change gear, because this thing of calling an MEC and the head of department, it's fine. They'll come here and as usual, and make us feel excited and so on. But we know from the public hearings that much of what we get told doesn't make sense on the ground. What we really hearings where the councillors and the gift from their own citizens and responding on the spot.
Well, Richard,
am I still audible? I think I have network issues. Can you still hear me now? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, I myself have been losing much of the meeting because of network. But
yeah.
the request is that I think it's pointless for us to hold these public hearings and have MEC after MEC, HOD after HOD, mayor after mayor, and all the councillors having excuses not to come. Because the issues that we're dealing with, that people are raising, are exactly relating to the service delivery that's in their hands. So they're deliberately leaving us out in the lash and making us having to account on our own to the people on things that they are the ones that we're supposed to be accounting. We are the ones who are supposed to be hearing them respond to their own residents, citizens, as to how they're dealing with these issues in front of us. So it's not actually achieving the objective. And I think we should always write to premiers of each province before we go there, that we insist that since they're getting money from us, all right, it's not their equitable share. This is based on conditional grant. It's our money. It comes from national. So they have to account to their own people, not even for us, how they're spending the money that we're giving them in the name of those people. But they run away and we let them off the hook. I'm not comfortable with this arrangement, Chair. Thanks.
Thank you, Honorable Masuta. I think you are correct that it's important that they must be in those public hearings to listen to people, even if they send people to note some of the issues. Because we must avoid a situation where the public hearing will then be turned into an imbizo instead of dealing with the issues that the committee is intended to achieve. I think what is important is for the committees to take all the issues that members communities are raising and develop as a program of action as we have agreed and make them to account to us as a committee than to wanting to change the picture, because it has the capacity of the changing the nature of the meeting where we're supposed to listen to the views on the bill itself. We end up having an invisor of some kind. The process that we are taking to invite provinces for them to come and account, the issue of the MEC or HOT is meant to say that those are the accounting officers. Any other body that
recording stopped
must come with them. We don't have a situation where we end up having a director coming to account to members of parliament. What I was raising on the MECs and HOT, they must lead the delegation to the meeting. But the meeting should not be overpopulated by people who are not going to do anything in that meeting. So I think that is the idea, Honorable Masuta, when I was raising the issue of the MEC and the HOT. So can we then proceed to minutes?
Thank you, Chairperson. I would like to respond to the issue of the invitations to the public hearing first. When I arrange the public hearings, I write to the Premier, the Minister, the MEC, and the HOD, and district and local municipalities. They all receive the invitation. So most of them, they just acknowledge and then they don't attend the public hearings. But I do write to them. They know about the public hearings well in advance. On the issue of the next meeting, I would like to check if the meeting is stating that I need to add the issue of title deed. So must be the progress in the issuing of title deeds, and also what information is needed regarding the informal settlements, and also on the availability of sites. I didn't get it right from Ms. Mukhotu, what exactly she wants to know about the availability of sites. I will speak to her when we are done in the meeting so that she can give me a clarity. Thank you, Chairperson. Can I proceed?
Yes, proceed, Kolisa. What the Honorable Mukhotu was saying is that the issue of availing land for people to build houses for them, the provinces actually must tell about the progress, because it's in their plans, actually. They must actually tell us, because we have seen it's not progressing very well. We want to know what is the difficulty of availing land to give it to people for to build houses for themselves, and then the other issue that they raise is that is the issue of the provinces how are they dealing with the backlog of the houses in their provinces. They must be able to tell us how they are dealing with the backlog that they have. So those are the two issues that Honorable Mukhotu has raised. And the issue of the informal settlement, how the provinces and municipalities, with their municipalities, they are dealing with the informal settlement, which include that the upgrading of those informal settlements and the audits, because in some instances we find that most of the informal settlement that we have, majority of people are foreigners, and you ask yourself that why are they not been removed, because it means that municipalities and provinces, they have to apply the law of making immediately if there is informal settlement within the prescripts of the law, they must actually act, and they must actually take if they've missed those informal settlements, they end up staying there for the numbers of years, or the time that they are required to act upon, they miss that, they have to go through the court process and remove those people. They should be able to tell us what is their plan to eradicate the informal settlement, and the plan to deal with the backlog in their provinces on housing. So then we can then take discussions from there as we go into the BRRR and the new APPs. Then we'll then be able to look at their APPs with a different eye, with having the understanding of what are they finding it difficult to implement those issues that we sit at here, we think it's obvious, but they are not. So can we then proceed to the minutes?
No, Chair.
Chair, I'd raise my hand to follow up, but if it will be inconvenient, I'll stand down.
Okay, Honorable Masita.
Yes, Chair. I respect your contextualization of the hearings versus our inviting the leadership to Cape Town to come and account to us, as opposed to them appearing before their own people, who they are responsible for delivering services to, so that they hear it directly from the people themselves, the frustrations. And also just to indicate that the way I understood the context in which these people are raising these other issues, it's not because they are not focusing on the bill and what the bill is providing. The sense I got is that people have made an effort to understand what the bill's intentions are. But what I picked up, people are saying, we've been through this road before. Are we guaranteed that we are going to be on a different road once this new law comes? Because laws have come, but lives haven't changed. Does this law have anything that is unique that's going to make a difference? Good as it is, because over 90% of people, as I understood, very much support the bill. They don't have a problem with commas and full stops in this bill. They've read it and they like it. And that's not the issue for them. Now, if those that are going to be the primary implementers of this bill, even, we're not putting our foot down so that they're part of the process of building this bill, because when it comes to implementation, we won't be there. It will be them and the very same people that appeared there. I'm not necessarily trying to push for a change in the character of the interface. But for me, certain things are so glaring and so obvious that we're heading for a possible second failure if this time around we don't do things differently. And what is the difference for me is that the very people who have to actually implement after have to be a central part of the process and the interface with the communities that these bills are supposed to benefit. That's just my own view, Chair, but I'll respect a different approach to this because I don't want to come across as derailing the purpose of the exercise. Thanks, Chair. Assembly.
Thanks, Honorable Masood. I think what we are saying is that as we invite them to come and listen, because if you, government has a responsibility as to interact with the people on daily basis on their own time. But if the program is not an oversight, you know, when it's an oversight, it's more of interaction between the people and ourselves and those that are coming will be making them to account. The purpose here is to listen to the people, and then out of listening to the people, because we will not actually stop them raising whatever they feel the previous act has disadvantaged them or whatever had happened. We will then take those things. If there are issues that we think the act still provides for, is just that somebody has not done the work, we then be able to engage those people ourselves as the committee. And it doesn't stop members of the executive or municipality or whoever to interact with their communities on daily basis, because that's their responsibility. Government is about the people, and therefore whatever they do, they have to go to people on daily basis. they are not supposed to wait for the committee to come and deals with the problems of the people. But we should be very careful ourselves that we might have our program might be delayed, end up not achieving the purpose that this public hearing wants to achieve. Because at the ultimate end, as the portfolio committee, we had the responsibility to deliberate on the bill, and we must be informed by the views of the people. So we are inviting them to be part of those things, to listen. They can actually, if there is a like portfolio committee of in Eastern Cape, we had Eastern Cape. We had portfolio committee where we actually allowed them to respond to certain issues that they will remain in following up as the portfolio committee, because some of the issues is needed on daily basis, people making follow up, and we I think that's the whole issue, that we, it's fine that we listen to people, but we don't have to lose what we, the purpose of our meeting is, and we don't have to turn again those things into invisible. When the MECs, they have the responsibility and enough time to hold those individuals on their own and listen to the people and respond to those issues themselves. So let's go into the minutes. The minutes of the 25th May 2022.
Yes, Chair. Yes. The second minute.
Huh?
Yes, the third. Can you see?
Yes, we see the minutes of the 25th May 2022. There is the minutes, honorable members, page 1, because members had this minutes before. Page 2, which is just the attendances. Page 3. Honorable Kumalo says, go back, see the attendance register. Go down. Okay, page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Page 7. Page 8. Page 9.
page 10. Page 11. Page 12. Page 13. Page 14. Page 15. Page 16. And page 17, closure. Can I get any corrections? None. Can I get the mover for the adoption of the minutes? Honorable Masuta, is it the legacy? Honorable Masuta. Similarly, the honourable members we've lost too. Yes, I was saying, is it the legacy hands or
you want? Oh, sorry. To... It should be.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. Thanks. The only correction, Kolisa, is that. The meeting, the chair would be Mr. Malachi of that meeting. The last one. So can I get the mover for the adoption of the minutes?
I move, Chair, for the adoption of the minutes.
Honorable Sifai, move for the adoption of the minutes. And Honorable, sorry, Kolisa, you must check your attendees. I see the name of doctor is not here in the minutes, and she attended. It's only Dr. Mkhize.
Okay, Chair, I will.
Yes, you must check before we sign off the minutes. We must check the your record properly on the attendance, because these things affect members on their text submission and the. Their parties might say that they are not attending meetings. Can I get the second out?
What does that mean, honorable members?
Good question.
If we are not seconding the minutes, we'll return them. Means that members are not happy with the minutes.
I will.
Okay, Kolisa, let's go to another minute. Let's return back the minutes.
Hello, Chair, can you see the status of 27 May?
No, I don't see this. It's your computer.
Okay.
Chairperson, I'm not sure I'm the only one who lost you.
You have lost me. You were outside the meeting because I suppose members said. Yes. Members, do you hear me?
Loud and clear, Chair.
Okay. Or is you the Q who doesn't who have lost me? The second batch of minutes.
Yes, Chair, can you see it now? The 27th May.
27th May. Let's go scroll it down. Page 1, page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5.
page 6. That is the meeting, the minutes of the meeting that was held in Gauteng with the Provincial Department of Gauteng when we were in the public hearings. I know there were some members who might not have been there. Can we then get members to correct or make addition on the minutes? Attendees, Kholisa, even here, Dr. Kumal is not here, and she was there in Gauteng.
I would like to check Dr. Kumal if she attended the meeting.
Okay.
Well, I don't remember.
Okay. Doctor, I say yes. On the message, he said yes, he has attended. Can I get a correction or addition, members? If there is none, can I get the mover for the adoption of the minutes?
Chairperson, I'm not sure whether you can hear me.
Yes, now we can hear you.
I've been saying I agree, Chair.
I second
for
adoption, Chair.
Okay, the minutes has been duly adopted. Can we then have the second
I seconded the chair.
Yes, I'm saying can we have the minutes has been duly seconded. Can we then have another minute? Kholisa?
Yes, Chairperson. Can you see? Is it appearing, Chair?
No, we see your computer. Yep. Now we can see the Parliament, the pictures of Parliament.
Now you can see, Chair?
No. Not yet. It's still the... Yeah, the exact minutes of the 8th June 2022. Let's go to page 1.
Page 1.
page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Page 7. Page 8. Can we then go to I don't see any hands. Can we then move for the adoption of the minutes?
I hereby move for the adoption of the minutes.
Honorable Sitwai moved that for the adoption of the minutes. Can I get the seconders? Honorable Malachi.
Second.
Honorable Malachi has raised their hand. Honorable Malachi.
Second, Chair.
Okay, thank you. The minutes is duly adopted. Koliswa, this was the last minute.
Yes, Chair.
Okay. Any matters arising from the minutes adopted, members?
Sorry, Chair. Can I check the minutes of the 25? You are saying are going back, so they will be resubmitted for adoption, for consideration again in the next meeting, or what?
Yes. I don't know why members have not seconded. So they will have to come back. I don't know what's the problem. We just have to go and maybe they've not read the minutes. We'll bring them into the next meeting. Can we then have the matters arising from the There is none. I don't see any hands. Means that there is nothing that members wants to raise out of the minutes that we've adopted. What is the next issue on the agenda, on Polisa?
Minutes was the last agenda item, Chair.
Okay, thank you very much, honorable members. The meeting is adjourned.
Sorry, Chairperson, can I have the indication on members who are available to attend the Indaba for the sake of the application? I've received an apology from Mr. Tseki.
Can you do it outside this meeting, outside these things, Kolisa?
Okay, sure.
All right, thank you. The meeting stands adjourned.
Viva, Chair, viva! Long way.
Long live the chair.
Long live.